You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
This Walsh.
This is Walsh, you know what I mean?
This is bad.
This is Walsh, this Walsh, this is FPL baby.
Yeah.
This is all the things.
It's bad, man. Bad.
At least you're coming off a little vacay.
Yeah.
Trying to lift spirits a little bit, but...
There's no lifting. I haven't even started drinking. This is my first beer. That's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem. Let's pull your team up while you're drinking, because that seems like hand-in-hand situational there. So Faith and Nergesen. Tough week.
I mean,
week.
What is there to say?
Tough week.
I'm just so dumb and bad. It's insane. It's just so fucking bad.
You just got nothing. I mean, it was a very low-scoring week overall. But yeah, just you just got nothing. I don't know what to say. You're right. There's not much to say. It just didn't go down.
I don't have any of the good picks. Basically.
I wouldn't go that far. You hit in Chilwell, he gets a one-pointer, but he's still an amazing pick.
Brighton, nope. No thanks. Yeah. Yeah. Umo, forget it.
Yeah, no Brighton, yeah. No Brenham, right? Except Rico, yeah. Our boy.
Yeah, I mean, the top scoring players in the game are on those fucking two teams. I have literally none of them. It's just, how stupid am I for having all this shit? It's crazy.
It's funny, the top midfielders are March, Bumo, Matoma. What the fuck?
Yeah. Fucking sickening, man.
It was a rough week.
I'm just so pathetic.
It was a rough week. Okay, moving on. I got some points, actually.
Yeah, you had a good week. Everyone had a good week. Everyone got in this high 50s.
You know what's funny is the elite teams, which, you know, there's no point in looking at top 10K right now because it's just chaos, but the historically elite teams on live FPL, 47.3 net average.
Really?
Yeah, I was stunned. I mean, I thought everyone would have Bumo and, you know, all the fucking guys, but they really don't. I mean, they all have a Stupinian. I mean,
they're not that dumb.
Yeah, they're not that. They're not our level of dumb. They would never stoop to our level, but they all have Haaland, Saka, Stupinian, Turner, Rashford, Chilwell, and then there's a big drop off to next, which is Gabriel in ownership. But yeah, Bumo's only 37%, Matoma's only 35%. I just had the wrong read of the template. I thought that those guys were just locked in everyone's team, but it seems like most people went, I guess, double Arsenal, double Man United or something like that was more like the template. And
I mean,
that just has been really bad.
Yeah, it depends what echo chamber you're occupying for the template. I mean, there were a lot of Saka, Martinelli, Bruno, Rashford teams.
That was the default template, I think. Yeah. I mean, those guys are still much higher owned in those aforementioned elite teams than Bumo or Matoma or Mo or, you know, any of those guys. Foden, Matto, those are way down on the list. So yeah, it's kind of just kind of interesting, but, you know, nothing to do there. I saved, so I have two frees. That's why Game Week 3 is such a fun week, I think, is that everyone's kind of like, a lot of people are looking to make big changes in their teams, but we'll get there. Let me shout out the Mug League leaders for August. Andy Anglin, a.k.a. Los Americanos. Andy Mason, a.k.a. Magix Mescalitos. And Brian Fitzgerald, a.k.a. Patatas Bravas. Is that all Spanish team names? What's going on?
Spanish influence.
Yeah, and then Mark Sinclair, a.k.a. Sinky FC, top of the public league as of now. So good job by everyone there. All right, bro. I didn't even get through all the questions on Discord because we're just going to have to push some of them to Thursday pod because there's so much action. But where do you want to begin here?
I don't want to even pod. I don't want to talk about anything. What do you want to talk about? Come on.
I need you, bro. I need you. I mean, okay, we could start with Man United maybe. A lot of people, Jonathan, Josh, Colin, Pickaxe, asking basically, do both Bruno and Rashford deserve one more week or should we rip them out of our teams? Al, is this a rash fire sale? Chester, United looking all sorts. NFO, not even that great of a fixture. Is it okay to rip Rash out? Where are you at on Rash and Bruno, I guess?
Well, Bruno played very well yesterday or whenever their game was. Was that yesterday? Yeah. Sunday?
I think it was Saturday. I think so.
Saturday.
It was one of the later Saturday games, right?
Yeah. Bruno played very well, I thought. Rashford was terrible. I mean, they're a mess. The team is a mess. I mean, they could have been up 2-0, probably.
Yeah.
Literally the only things they were creating were, you know, balls come swinging in, like headers, that they were just breaking the line. And so that's... You take it for a grain of salt, I guess, right? But broadly speaking, they didn't create a chance like all game, like with their foot, like a foot chance, did they?
Yeah, I mean,
like where someone shot with their feet and it didn't just get blocked, or
the Anthony chance was a big one.
Oh, the
one.
Post, yeah, the yeah. Post. There was but, that. Post,
yeah,
right?
I mean, there was a sitter for Rashford, a sitter for Bruno, and a sitter for Casemiro. As much as headers can be sitters,
yeah, I mean, they're still difficult. To corral, yeah. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, they played poorly again. You know, Ten Hag's very concerned about what he's got going on there. He just keeps playing. It's like he wants them to lose the game based on the teams he's picking. Honestly, it's astonishing. They're in trouble, you know, yeah. And it's this just like we were talking about with Rash, right? He's playing striker. Don't like him playing striker. He's just, he looks like,
plays again.
Yeah, it's insane that he keeps picking him. But Rashford just looks like a shell of himself. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's like, he's tentative. I don't know what he's doing. I mean, I'm not going to sell him before NFO, but the team is a mess. I mean, Mount plays, but he doesn't play. I don't know what he does. Casemiro's like, can't move. He's trying to cover too much space
might
or
be...
ground.
Underratedly, he might be the biggest problem in the team, actually.
Yeah. If, he might be cooked.
You know, it's only two games, so I'm not going to, you know, say he's fucking washed, whatever, but, like, he's been so bad in both games to me.
Yeah. I think he's tasked with too much.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mount, what is Mount doing?
I don't know
like,
what
Mount
he's
does. Not doing,
I don't know what he's done both games. I don't
he's
know
not
what he's doing
any attacking stuff or any midfielding stuff, so I just don't know where he even is.
Is he just pressing poorly?
Yeah, maybe he's just pressing and getting bypassed or something like that. I would be actually interested to, like, you know, like a Y scout on Mount. Like, I just want to see what he's up to.
There won't
be
any clips.
It'll have to be like, yeah, like getting dribbled past or something. I just don't even know what he's up to, but it seems like the balance in midfield is very wrong. But overall, I mean, I think that, like, this is sort of the difference between. This is like what is good about stats is the ability to be objective, I think, right? And like you said, Bruno was unbelievable. Best player on the pitch, including the Spurs player, by a large margin for me. I mean, there's no world where I'm selling him. before NFO. Like, he could have had a goal and an assist. Like, he did everything. And you just, you know, he blanked and that sucks. But, like, yeah, they have a great fixture. You don't sell. You know, and then people will sell and then be like, oh my God, Bruno fucking troll only scores points when he's not in my team. And it's like, well, you're the fucking troll because he didn't watch the game, or like you just sold him because he blanked two games in a row. And it's like, not that big a deal. Rashford is like, I mean, he's kind of reminding me of last year, first half of the season, where he did, I think it was like Arsenal game week 3 or something like that, and he did like double return or something. And so everyone was kind of saying that same thing, like, oh, what a troll, like, blah, blah, blah. But most of the first half of the season, he just was kind of off. And then, like, I just feel like he's a streaky player. I mean, he's never really been consistently good every week for a season. He just has these, like, runs of, like, wow, he's fucking unplayable right now and scoring every week. But he's never just like, wow, he was fucking amazing all season.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it that's a little different, historically, obviously, yes. But this is the first time, really, that the team is built around him. I mean, for his whole career, there was, you know, a strike like Ronaldo or Zlatan or some fucking thing. Like, they always had all this other shit going on. So, you know, now that it is his team, you know, I don't think that just because he wasn't historically consistent means that he won't be this year.
Yeah.
I agree with the streakiness. You know, I agree with this, but I do feel like it's, you know, this is like, I feel here you kind of saying like, well, this is kind of who he has always been. And while that's true, I think that, you know, he has the ability to not be who he always has been based on the team right now and how it is. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Not, and I mean, listen, not today, like, not
again, like this is sort of like a stats check where it's like, I watched both of the first two games. You watched both of the first two games. I would say he's playing badly. He's a little bit off it. When you look at the stats in two games, he has 7 shots and 0.8 XG. That is like exactly in line with like his averages every season. His averages last season when he had his career year, his averages this season, you know, in the past, like he's just playing normally, sort of. The ball's just not going in the net.
Yeah, I think that's not accurate. I mean, the stats are fine, the underlings, but he's not getting, you know, I mean, he's not, I don't think it's like the ball's not going in the net. I think he just looks fucked up and she's fucking up and he's not getting very good chances, even though maybe he's adding a few together or whatever.
Yeah, he's
but he getting, looks slow and he's taking too many touches. He's getting his shots blocked.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like he's getting in the positions and he's getting the chances from like a radar perspective, right? That's why he's like getting the XG. But there's like a defender right on him and he's not beating him, or he's not dribbling the keeper, or he's not like getting that extra half yard of space to get like a clean shot off or something like. And so it looks really bad, but you know, I still feel like, I don't know, they're fine. Like Rashford more than Bruno, I feel like is fine to get rid of, I guess, in certain teams. I don't know, but I wouldn't. I don't think I'd get rid of either player.
I'm not moving. Well, Bruno for sure not. Rashford, for Bruno, I'm definitely for sure not selling right now. My bigger concern with Rashford is they have really bad fixtures from game week 4, like or 4 and 5 are 2 really bad fixtures. And if they still have 0 goals after game week 3, I'm like, what am I doing?
Well, yeah, if they play home NFO, it's hard to hold for away Arsenal, home Brighton, even though home Brighton might be kind of good for attackers. Away Arsenal's definitely not.
Nothing's good for them, though.
If home NFO is not good, nothing's good. Yeah, that's basically
it. I just have no faith in them. I mean, what does Sancho have to do to fucking play? I don't understand.
If Sancho false 9 and Rashford at the wing, I don't see a world where that's worse than what it is. If he
fucking plays that simple jack, bleach hair fucking piece of shit again and starts him, then I'm done. I think that will be more a testament of anything for me to sell Rashford, is if he keeps fucking picking that idiot.
Playing your best player at a position in order to get Garnacho on the pitch versus playing your best player in his preferred position and putting someone else at false 9, like Sancho could do a job. Like, I don't fucking know who else could do a job. Mount. But like, it just seems like a wrong order of priority to me. Like, it just seems like maybe short term he thinks that this is best, but long term we know Rashford's not going to play striker, right? Like, that over the next 35-ish games, right? So, like, I'd rather be like, no, we're not going to sacrifice this system and what who we need to be our top shot getter and goal scorer just to, like, shoehorn in Garnacho because he's slightly better than Sancho. It just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know.
Well, Antony's a fucking huge problem also. He's been terrible. Yeah. They're both terrible. So they basically have no attack. I mean, they have Rashford playing poorly, and then they have Bruno two players on the wing who are terrible. Yeah, and Bruno running around and trying to do everything, kind of. And Mount not playing. It's such a disaster. So, yeah, I'm not going to sell Rashford before NFO. Yeah. I'm probably just going to hold him for a little while because I still believe in him.
Yeah, me too.
And it is, you know, this is when you sell and then they get points. You know, you're not, this is, to me, you have to be patient.
And last year they lost 2-1 to Brighton, lost 4-0 to Brentford, and then beat Liverpool, beat Southampton, beat Leicester, beat Arsenal in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but he needs to pick better players and change some things personnel-wise.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. They're a mess. Rashford's fucking annoying.
Let's talk about Chelsea. You know, obviously got fucking hammered on by the Hammers, but they have an absurd run and that's why everyone's talking about home Luton, home NFO, at Bournemouth, home Villa, at Fulham, at Burnley. You know, I think that we've talked enough about Chilwell and we both still believe that Chilwell is like the best pick. But then we got a lot of questions about like the second and third players maybe to get from Chelsea. I mean, Terp is asking about Bob, Chelsea keeper being 4-5. Peter Pugendire asking about Raz. Pete just asking about who's the next assets to get. B Rob asking about Gusto. Papa asking about Enzo. I mean, like, how do you have like a pecking order for Chelsea in terms of picks?
Yeah, I think, well, Chilwell, right, obviously is first.
Yeah, for sure. No question.
I think Nico Jackson should just be in every team for...
Yeah, you've seen like what now, you need to see.
Yeah, for now until October, just to see in this little run of three homes with away Bournemouth, Luton, NFO. I mean, these are the fixtures that only happen once a year, right? Yeah. I mean, having
in
these
a row,
home,
yeah,
in a row in this little tight window. You know, he lacks composure, period, to me. But he has a lot of skills and a lot of qualities about him that, you know, given time, he looks like a good pick. I mean, a good player they have on their hands there. This is more to me about do I believe in him? No. You know, I'm not sitting here like, oh, he's going to fucking shit points the next few games. But he could. And this is more like putting yourself in the position to get lucky more than anything else.
Yeah.
Where I think if you don't, I mean, then they also have Fulham and Burnley 7-8. I mean,
it's absurd. It's an absurd run that, like, honestly, most teams never get this run in the course of a season, right? Like, most teams will have two or three good ones and then, you know, big six team. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, this is crazy, a crazy run.
Yeah. So I think from that standpoint, all of the chances get funneled kind of towards either him or Chilwell, basically.
Yeah.
They have a lot of creativity, and yeah, we'll see. Maybe he will change the formation. We don't know. You know, maybe they'll buy also. Yeah, we don't know about that. I mean, it seems like, you know, Mudrick sort of getting a little bit shafted, and, you know, it's concerning that he subbed Chilwell off after Mudrick came on. I mean, they sort of do want to do the same things. And if they're both on the left side, that's like a really weak point, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could do something with Caicedo and he has more time to make him kind of, but he's, you know, he's playing on the right a little bit more, right? So, yeah, it just seems, and you know, Raz, he looked great. But I still just don't feel like he's a pick. He's just he's not shooting.
I know.
Like,
he's
playing
so good,
he looked great, but he's not, like, when he was good in FPL, he was drifting in and doing auxiliary striker stuff, and he is straight up a winger now, and that's not good for FPL. And, you know, Enzo missing the pen isn't great. It's interesting, though, you know, where he could potentially play. I don't think that's a pick right now. So, yeah, I basically just kind of do see it as defense and Jackson.
So, like, Chilwell, Jackson, Gusto would be your three, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, like, I have Colwell. Gusto didn't do much for me. You know, watching, I was like, yeah, he's fine. I think he's...
I thought for a 4-0, he did more than enough to be like, no, he's a fucking amazing pick.
Yeah, no, he's I'm saying, like, he's an amazing pick just because he's 4-0, but it's I'm not, it's not someone that's, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's a great, great pick while Reese is out, for sure. You know, is he going to blow the doors down, get goals and assists? Probably not. I mean, I think him and Colwell being 0.5 different makes him, you know, maybe worse, because you can get Colwell, who you won't have to transfer out. He's not, well, unless if he loses his place.
Unless he loses his spot, because he's been fucking bad, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been very unimpressive, but also I think he's being asked to do a little bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So. You know, I mean, I think, you know, Bob, fine. 4 or 5 goalie, fine. You know, I mean, they're, again, this fixture run, they, I mean, as long as, I mean, Caicedo got that out of the system, whatever it was that he was doing on the field when he came on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it seems like now is the time to pile on as many Chelsea as you can. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, Raz, like, everything he did versus West Ham normally results in points, right? And he obviously also drew the pen, which should be an assist. So, like, I'm kind of counting that as a game where he got a return and could have gotten more returns, right? But I agree with you in the sense that, like, he wasn't actually getting good goal scoring chances. It sort of felt to me like you could get Raz or you could get Nico, who's going to get the goals that Raz creates. Right, like, Raz still has one shot in 2 games. And as good as he looks and as many people he's dribbling and many touches in the box, he's not actually doing that much FPL stuff. And he might, right, against these buses and bad teams, maybe he just fucking, they just dominate and they're in the box the whole time. But overall, Chelsea have been kind of dominating possession against both Liverpool and West Ham. And it's just still not really leading to that many chances for anyone, and especially not Raz. So I think I'm with you there. As much as I want him, I think Nico seems like a risk worth taking. But yeah, I was impressed with Gusto a bit. Good enough for sure to, like, confidently bring in. I think he has assists in him. Some of his crosses were really good. Yeah, I don't know if there's much more to say about them.
I think my internet just went out.
You okay? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I was just ranting, so it doesn't matter.
Did you see me the whole time?
It kind of, like, jerked back and forth, like it kind of froze for a second, but I think it's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, Nico, good pick. You think you're going to bring him in? It's kind of easier said than done for most people, I think.
Well, I could just do that's what we were talking about before. Well, Matto is an issue.
Maybe.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on with him.
They say precautionary, but, like, who knows?
If you get precautionarily subbed, you don't get a scan.
Yeah,
and he didn't get subbed. He didn't get subbed. Right. I mean, anyway, yeah, I have to figure out the matter. But no, I mean, I could do Archer to Nico. That's what I was thinking of doing before the weekend.
Yeah, yeah,
and then just having someone good on the bench.
Yeah,
Watkins,
I love that.
I'm worried about him.
Yeah, do you want to talk about him? We got questions about Ollie.
I mean,
TJC, straight up, how would you rank Ollie, Nico, and Wissa for the next few? And Wallace, what's the verdict on Ollie? Sides, is Ollie just an overpriced Wissa? Al, is Ollie and Nico a good move this week? So I think a lot of people in the same camp as you, you know, obviously didn't take the pen. Got subbed on, like, what, 60, and then immediately Durant scores the goal that he would have been there to score.
Well, he kind would have fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, kind of a fucking nightmare. I mean, yeah, just, I don't own him, obviously, but I was rooting for him because you capped, and that was, like, your one lifeline, and it was just a frustrating game from him.
I mean, he does have 2 returns in 2, low key, but
he's ticking. As he looked
really bad against Everton, I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I thought he played really badly. He's, I don't like him and Diaby and Bailey. Like, they get in each other's way, and Ollie is just, he's just the decoy. You know, honestly, that's what I see him. He's just the decoy. He's marked, and they're not. And they are getting into the space, and they are getting the shots, and they're getting the chances, and it's just bad.
He had that one chance that just bounced a little too high for him, or it was like fucking pretty much a tap in, but it bounced like head height.
Yeah, but I don't know. I was I mean, I was worried. I'm worried about him.
Yeah, I mean, was when I say he had that one chance, I mean that was his only shot in the entire fucking game.
No, he had one other shot that was saved, I think. I remember.
Not by understat, at least. I mean, I'm just looking at like the map, and that was his only shot according to them.
Okay, I thought he had one other opportunity that he fucked up. It's difficult to do anything against, not a lot, before he plays Burnley, which is sort of like another tailor-made game for him.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing, is like the home Everton, I picked the right captain.
Absolutely.
That game wasn't a game. I mean, it was
over in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Everton played for 5 minutes and then that was it.
Yeah. It was a joke.
It was a complete fucking, you know, same shit from Everton away with Dyche that we've been seeing since he got there.
Yep.
And just watching Ollie just do, not, I mean, off pens now, which is good for him, but also bad because, I don't know. He just doesn't seem like a hold, honestly, when they have Europe's coming up, and if he's starting to sub him, like, that was the one thing I was like, all right, well, at least he's not going to sub him. Like, he can still get something.
Yeah, at least he'll play 100 minutes a game with the added minutes and shit, but yeah. Subbed him on 73. I mean,
am I overreacting from him having 10 points in 2 weeks, which is fine?
Yeah, probably. I mean, part of it is like you capped him, right? Like if you, in a world where you just cap Holland this week and Ollie just ticks, you'd be like, oh, great. He's just, he's doing what I want him to do. He's just ticking. He just returns every week. You know, I think that this is like his floor, and that's what makes him a good pick, right? Is like he will just chip in with random assists and goals sporadically, and that's his floor, and that's what he's always done. And the bet, or not the bet, but like the dream, was that like that second half of last season was actually him taking a leap forward, and he could have a huge ceiling. And like, I feel like after two games, I don't really know. I mean, he's ticking, so he's checking off the floor part, and I don't know if I've seen anything to think he's actually like taking a leap forward or not. But I would rather, I mean, I don't know your exact team, but I feel like I would rather just hold him and get Nico, since you can do that for free anyway, than like bother getting rid of Ollie for Nico.
Yeah, no, that makes no sense. You know? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense for me to do.
Yeah.
I think the more for me is, you know, I mean, dude, I don't know. I mean, I feel like my season, honestly, is just fucking, it's a mess.
It's definitely not over, but I feel you.
It feels like,
but like,
it
what
is.
About people who can't do, you know, their 4-5 forward to Nico? Like, would you do Ollie to Nico in that case?
Yes, I would.
I think I would too. Even though, like, I mean, Nico is a tough one because, I mean, it's just, it's a shot in the dark, right? I mean, it's kind of a punt.
Dude, why does fucking Brentham and Brighton players have 1 million points right now? Because they have fucking easy-ass fixtures. You know, you just came in here and just are just playing the fixtures, you know, you're more often than not going to fall into points. So
yeah, it's a fact. Yeah,
I think you just got to go for that when the opportunity beckons.
Yep. And he's doing the minimum of what we would want to see from him, right? He's looks bright. Getting shots, he's on the end of stuff, even though he's offside sometimes, whatever. It's all you can ask for. Yeah, I think I would do it too. We got to talk about Richarlison, dude, because,
oh my god,
I mean, we only got one question about him. Just, are you guys still hot on Rich or whatever? But like, dude,
no. Short
what answer, a fucking no. disaster. Like, People always give us shit because we often use the words best pick in the game. But I think that, like, to clarify that, what we're saying whenever we say that is they have the potential to be the best pick in the game based on what we're seeing and based on their positioning, right? Like, out of position, 7 million striker mid has the potential to be the best pick in the game. Chilwell playing left wing, potential to be the best pick in the game. They might not all be the best pick in the game, though. And Richarlison was a fucking disaster, it seems like. And he's just like, can't play that position, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he might be too stupid to actually understand, you know, what he needs to and is being asked and supposed to do. I'm not throwing that out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, also,
looks like he's never played football before. The Brenham game, I thought he was fine. He was the worst player on the pitch.
Yeah.
There was tough competition for this title. He was the worst player on the pitch in the Man United game, I thought.
He wasn't really on the pitch. Him and Mount were off, like, you know, playing hooky under the bleachers.
Mean, at least Mount was running during the game.
Allegedly.
Richarlison, yeah, man. I mean, I don't know how it goes, how it could turn so quickly, but, yeah. You know, he's a mess. He doesn't know what the fuck is happening. The game completely passed him by. He literally doesn't offer anything.
Yeah.
And his touch was poor. That's why I said to you when he got subbed, like, he had a few minutes before he got subbed where he actually didn't fuck up horrendously.
Yeah, and he was getting into the game, like, almost willing himself to, like, be involved. Yeah. Yeah.
He made a couple of layoffs. The ball stuck to him a couple times, and he was able to get the attack going forward, but his movement is just so bad and worthless against Man United. He just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And he couldn't hold it up. Like, everything was just bouncing all over the place off him. And yeah, I mean, he's from someone who I thought was just, I'm not going to have to worry about this for months.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's where I was.
Yeah. To now it's like Bournemouth, Burnley, Sheffield United. I'm like, is he starting? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's starting. I mean, it's like Ange is doing so many great things, and simultaneously, I feel like they just don't have the people in any of the right positions, and they might just not have the personnel full stop for, like, how he wants his wingers to play, how he wants the striker to play.
Kulusevski was horrible.
And Son is useless. I mean, as soon as Perisic comes on, I'm like, oh, they have a winger now. Yeah. Like, and the thing with Rich that I was also thinking about is, like, you know, it's the kind of thing where, like, always in FPL, if someone's out of position, up top, like, you want them in those positions, blah, blah, blah. But, like, obviously, playing striker is not easy, and getting shots off is a skill that you have or you don't have. And it just seems like even when he was getting those half chances, or maybe he's going to get onto this, or maybe he'll get a shot off, he still doesn't get it off. And, like, the only other times where I think in my memory where he's actually played strikers for Brazil, and he's playing with fucking Brazil, and they're stacked and a million times better than every team that they play against, pretty much.
I mean, Neymar, like, sucks the semifinals. Three players, and then he moves sideways a few steps and gets a tap in.
Yeah, it's like Neymar, Vinny, fucking everyone just being incredible. And yeah, he gets a tap in. And basically, that is what his numbers say, too, is, like, even in the World Cup, even in World Cup qualifying, but he's, like, really not getting shots. He's getting a poacher. Shots. Yeah, he's getting shots at the rate that you would be like, this striker doesn't get enough shots. And they remove Kane from the team, who gets a million shots, and they just insert him in, and he's just, like, out of position. I don't know what they're going to do with him.
The thing about him that I was thinking more about, that, because when he was at Everton, he was basically just, they were getting the ball around the halfway line on these, like, 2-on-3s or whatever. Yeah. Like, and it's just, like, run and see what happens, like, create chaos.
Yep.
But when they're having all this possession, like, I feel like he's good at moving when the wingers get to the byline. Like, that's when he's good at, like, dropping back, kind of, you know, and finding the space in those times.
Yeah.
But he's sort of being asked now to be part of the goal creation.
Right.
Like they're playing central the whole time,
right.
Touches and he's good at with back to goal, like typically. I mean, he was just really bad game for him. I don't know. I mean, he was really off. I mean, maybe he was just,
yeah, and he was Lissandro, fucking pissed when he got subbed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Lissandro was doing dirty shit with him, Argentina on Brazil violence the whole game since the game from immediately when the whistle blew. He was doing fucking him up. So, you know, I mean, maybe it is one of those, and they have a few really good fixtures, and it seems, I mean, look. He doesn't have any other choices, Ange, really. I don't think Son would be better. His other choice,
I think, is Son.
I think that would be way worse, honestly.
I don't think it would be better, but I'm not sure it would be worse. And the trickle-down effect is probably a net gain because then you get an actual winger at left wing.
Yeah, but I think he needs Rich to, like, do this. Like, they didn't buy him for $10 million. You know, I mean, this is what he is needing to... He needs to... If this season is nothing else... He needs to find out if he can persist with Rich playing in this position, and 2 weeks is not enough time to figure that out.
Yeah,
and I don't believe
towards keeping him. It sounds like
I'm definitely keeping him for sure.
Okay,
there's no question.
The fixtures are too good, and you're just praying.
The fixtures are too good. I'm praying. I mean, Matt might be out for months. I don't know. Which we haven't even come on to.
Yeah, Matt,
I'm more inclined to if Matt was hurt, then I'm actually more inclined to sell Rich because I don't see how this team works at all. I mean, I don't know where Lo Celso is. He's like missed. He was playing in the preseason. Now he's just MIA again.
Was he
again.
On the bench or anything?
I think he was on the bench, but he's not even. I mean, he has 0 minutes so far.
Yeah,
I think I don't know if it was shop window stuff. They're trying to get a move for him, and it's not materializing.
Yeah, he's on the bench. On the bench, yeah, didn't sub on. Yeah,
he's not picking. I mean, he's not playing him. I don't know why, but yeah, Rich. Again, it goes back to the fixtures where. You know, I picked both of them game week one, and I knew that at Brentham, home Man United weren't, you know, great fixtures.
We knew that 100%.
And it was more of looking at 3-5 and saying, you know, well, this is the chunk, you know, let me just get good picks. Hopefully I get lucky in the first couple game weeks when they have rougher fixtures. And then, you know, when they're good, you know, it'll work out better for me. So,
yeah. I do want to just add really quick though, that like when Perisic did come on for Rich and then Son moved up top and Perisic took left wing, I mean, they were way better. All of a sudden, it was just like, oh, they're working. Even though Son is also at a position kind of awkward there, I think just having a winger. So I don't know.
I think that's a little unfair, though, because you're taking, you know, the last 20 minutes.
20 minutes, right.
You know, there are already four subs on each side. Yeah, and
they're winning.
I don't think Son did anything the whole game that I can remember. But yeah, I mean, there is a more directness.
Like one shot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there is more directness and more involvement in both games with Perisic subbed on, where he's at least doing stuff.
But that might also be like his best position might be I sub on for last 20.
Because he's fucking old, and even though he's still fit, he's slow. So he needs to just play for a little. But
I'm worried about Rich. I'm also leaning towards holding, but I mean, they're... Them and Chelsea are actually in a weird way similar because there's so much to like when watching and there's so much good movement and pressing and passing and like just dominant, just like ball possession dominance from both of them. But then at the same time, both of them are like, both teams are actually struggling to create good chances. I mean, think about Spurs' goals are fucking Lissandro own goal. Fucking Romero header, Emerson Royale worldie, and a Sar deflected left footed volley.
A set piece.
Like they're not like getting good chances and scoring good goals. And it's same with Chelsea, right? I mean, what the fuck are their goals? I don't even remember what their goal was. Oh, it was a Carney banger and a set piece headed out, headed back in, headed back out, headed back in. For Disasi. That's their two goals.
Yeah, but I thought they created plenty against West Ham. Like, I think that they, you know, they could have had a few on another day.
I don't think I agree. I mean, I think they were like close to creating, if that makes any sense. But like none of the chances actually, like someone would whiff or a West Ham player would head it out or like.
Yeah.
There's like good crosses.
They didn't know what to
areas,
do. Yeah, they didn't know like what to do when they went up a man either.
Yeah, they like didn't get the shot off.
Yeah. No, that's, yeah, I think maybe in the beginning of the game they had a few like kind of like that one, the Raz cutback that just everyone missed, and then Chilwell passed it to the keeper instead of shot. And
yes.
I mean, he had a header though. I mean,
they had
some good chances in the first half.
Yeah, Chelsea, there was a Chilwell cross to a Nico header that was like 5 yards out.
Because they were getting stuff. In a lot.
They could just, they were, I
they
mean,
they were getting the, in at will.
The like box that, I mean, it was, they had 49 touches in the box.
Yeah, that's a lot of touches.
Like they were just living in the box. But then you look at their actual shots and they just had like very few that were good at all. You know, not including the pen.
So, but back to Spurs. I don't know. We're switching it back. Yeah, I mean, back to Spurs.
So
I still just have a lot of time for them because of how he's trying to get them to play, especially with these three really easy fixtures. I think we'll have a very good idea before they play Arsenal game week 6. Like, what's going on here?
I gotta holy fuck! I wish I had Matto instead of Rich for these three.
Dude, Matto's not even fit. He might not play any of them.
Matto on crutches is better than Rich at striker, arguably. God. I guess if Matto's not fit, it increases Rich's chance of actually starting, so maybe that'll be good, but fucking hell, dude.
Because it's also just two games.
Yeah.
Tough games.
Yep.
For them, you know, tough games, and they're sitting on 4 points. So we're sitting here like it's doom and gloom, and they're doing great. If you offered
Ange
4 points,
four goals in two games and 4 points.
Good. If you offered him 4 points from these first two games, he's ripped your fucking arm off for it.
Yeah,
and now absolutely. He has three absolute joke fixture games. So
yeah, we haven't even seen that. That is also a thing of early season that's weird. Is we haven't even seen them in a good fixture yet. Like, we've seen them dominate the fucking ball against, you know, Brentford. But Brentford are fucking really organized, good defending, well-coached team who are elite at countering, right? But we haven't seen them, like, at Burnley, home, Chef U in 4 and 5. Like, I don't know what they're capable of. They might have 75% possession in those games.
They could score 4 goals in each. I would not be surprised.
Yeah, no one would be surprised. Or they could just be kind of bad and not get any chances, and we're like, fuck yeah, they're not
and win
there
each
yet.
Game and still be sitting 1-0 here like,
and be like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, if Matto's fit, Rich, like, they're not going anywhere. They owe me. Rich owes me personally.
Is that Rich owes you? Why does he owe you?
Yeah. I fucking picked him.
You're in Cole's GIF with him. You're sitting on the sideline next to Rich in the GIF.
Yeah, because who is he was fucking around with? Who he's like, dude, he's just such a fucking child. It's insane. He's a man child with Looney Tunes tattoos. Yeah, Looney Tune character tattoos all over his body. Unbelievable.
Him and Romero probably roommates, right? They both make millions. They probably just live in an apartment together in bunk beds.
I imagine they just sit. Neither of them can probably drive because they're too stupid to be able to figure that out. I could just imagine them like sitting in the back seat, like doing making fart jokes or something, or like your mama jokes, and they just do that for 20 minutes, go to training.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what's your pre-match warm-up? Rich is like, I just watched TikTok for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Interesting. Let's talk about City a little bit, I guess. We got to like go through every fucking team, I guess, but... You know, Sydney, I thought it was a boring ass game, but good performance by them over Newcastle. You know, Whaley said, would Foden be a good Bruno replacement this week? So we want to keep Bruno, but I want to hear what you think about Foden. Blue Bottle said, do you think Pep will continue playing Walker? Is he a possible alternative to Guardiola in defense? More advanced, took some corners. Where are you at on City? I mean, we both are only on Haaland, right? You don't have City, right?
Yeah, I only have Haaland. Meanwhile, they have 2 cleans and 2. So that's
which
fun for us.
Which we fucking knew, right?
Yeah. I mean, Foden clearly a good deck, right?
Dude, he was unbelievable. Yeah.
I mean, he was lively in the Burnley game, even though he was off it and bad.
Yeah.
You know, he played 90 in both games. That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I feel like that. I don't know if he's ever played back to back 90s in the league.
It's rare.
In his career under Pep. Yeah, I mean, we might just be having, like we said, preseason. Like, is this the actual season of Phil? It could be.
Could be.
He's taking on more responsibility, and you know, he's clearly relishing in it, and he's the, you know, kind of the creative hub. Yeah, it looks great. You know, I mean, Doku looks like that happened today, right? I mean, that should be another good, you know, someone that can be good to pass to and also receive from. I mean, on the taking Mara's spot, he's faster. Yeah. You know, he gets the byline instead of just having.
He's going to be so good for them.
Yeah, instead of cutting in, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot there. Yeah, I mean, I was sort of, I mean, you know, I love Eze, obviously, but I just don't know where. I was such a mess that whole day trying to figure out who to get. When you were doing
your double move?
Yeah, and I'm kind of pissed that I didn't get Foden.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that you can do Archer to Nico, but...
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah, Foden, I wasn't thinking of that.
Foden looks very good pick. I mean...
Yeah.
Is it overkill? I think that everyone should be on Haaland, Foden, and a defender.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I think, and like Vardiol's 5. I expect him to start pretty much every game. Like, I think everyone should just be on that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just very good and going to keep playing. Anything in Alvarez, you think?
No. No, not a pick.
I kind of agree, and he keeps getting points because he's good when he gets in the box, but he's really not getting in the box that much in this weird position. And Doku is going to rival for minutes because I don't know.
He's just going to be one of those in the rotation engine.
You know, yeah, he's going to be so unreliable. If he starts at striker ever, it's like, take a hit and captain him in. You know, Haaland's going to miss 3 games. Best pick in the game, Alvarez. But now I'm just not fucking sure. Yeah, I'm not fucking sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is pretty sure. I mean, you could also just get defenders too, because they do look, I mean, they look back to normal.
Yeah.
Kind of. You know, I mean, just defensively, they look back to normal. So, I mean, it's tough right now. There are so many good picks.
Pep City game of just we take the lead on a barely even a half chance, you know, that fucking kind of worldy, and then we just kill the fuck out of the game and you're gonna get absolutely nothing. I mean, everyone was so high on Newcastle coming into that game and they didn't even sniff a fucking chance. It was a joke of a game.
Yeah.
Absolute joke of a game.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, City defense good, Foden good. Obviously, Haaland, don't have to talk about him anymore. Yeah, I think that's pretty much where it is. And
yeah,
I mean, all of these things, I mean, it's sort of a pretty... I mean, we still have these, like, you know, Bumo and Wissa and some of the
yeah, we got to talk about Brighton and Brentham.
Yeah, and like, you know, Brighton, they have this one game and then they start to have some tougher games. Game week, you know, home West Ham is... I mean, they're not going to have a GERD. I guess they'll be a little bit light there. But then they have, you know, Newcastle, then Man United, Bournemouth, at Villa, that'll be a tough game. Liverpool City is always really bad from game week 4.
And
Europe starts around there. So, you know, I mean, wild card, you know, early wild card looks good for, you know, some people, for sure.
Yeah, like you said last week, I mean, everyone kind of has a good fixture. Everyone that's owned in fantasy kind of has a good fixture this week, except, you know, Newcastle and Liverpool assets, I guess, because they play each other. And so, like, maybe it's a game like 4 wild card for some. I could see that being the thing. But, yeah, I mean, let's go to Brighton. I mean, they have fucking 8 goals on basically, like, 7 XG. Like, it's not like a fluke. They're just fucking running over these bad teams. I mean... Dino said, what do we do with João Pedro? Ange and Hornetto, is it too late to jump on Brighton because of their fixtures? Ferguning, you know, just wondering about like De Zerbi roulette, basically. And D Silva asking about Purvis. Doesn't look like he's going to keep it clean in either game. His run of 2 assists and 1 goal feels unsustainable. You know, basically, what do we do? Do we just get him, correct the mistake? Or, you know, how do you feel about that?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, I was thinking more taking a step back of just like, how did I go into the season with no Brighton players? Where did I fall on my face? Like, how did I not get out of my own way on that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I mean, my only two notes in like my sort of like post-mortem, but maybe we'll do it in an international break type of pod, is like, where were we on last year's postmortem? Where were we on like our first pod of the season? Like first initial draft, see the game, blah, blah, blah. Like Purvis in both teams. I have Bumo and Wissa and Flecken in every draft. Matoma, ridiculous. He's 6'5", insane. And then we just go through all the processes of, you know, weeding them out in a weird way. And we end up with, I mean, luckily I stuck with Wissa and we both have Henry.
God. But yeah, you were so close to having Pedro instead.
Yeah, I could have had Pedro. Yeah,
That was a deadline day decision, right?
Yeah, that was like last hour. I was like, no, I should stick with my guy. But yeah, I mean, Brighton are still fucking good. And I think one thing that we also talked about this is like, we were talking about nonstop on preseason, this upcoming bad run, right? Oh, we're going to want to get rid of them in game week 4, rotation, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't fucking matter. Who cares? Right? They have 3 bangers. Just roll with the bangers and then deal with it in 4, you know?
That's a thing. I always try to set my team up for too long, I think.
Way too long.
I mean, when there are 2 gifts, Luton and then Wolves, we just fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You just fucked up so badly.
This is like me and Walsh DMing each other on Discord. We're like, we both start with Saliba, who's been good. Like, no problem with Saliba. Same price as Estupiñán. And we like talk ourselves out of Estupiñán and then backdoor last day of the fucking tinkering end up on both Saliba. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Purvis that's more tilting is, like, fine, he's playing, you know, very attacking for a fullback. They don't have any cleans. They have no cleans. Two games, no cleans. He has 18 points.
Yep.
He's not going to return 3-2 for the rest of the season, like, attacking output.
Nope.
You know, he got the assist in fucking ass fuck time in the Luton game to go from 1 point.
96th minute, yeah.
Yeah, when the whistle should have been blown. He goes from 1 point to 7. And then, you know, a goal and an assist. It's just...
Yeah, it's tilting.
Yeah, it's tilting. And it's fucking... We're stupid because it's the same thing I was thinking back with Rash, where all I'm saying is like, Rash is going to be striker. I don't want him in my team. You know, he's not good in FPL when he plays striker. I think I talked about that with LR and but ultimately where I can't, and I didn't have him for a really long time in my tinkering period before game week 1. And it came back to just looking at, well, he's owned by 40% of the 50 fucking whatever percent of the
whatever
game.
Whatever it was. Yeah.
I mean, if he scores a hat trick, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
2 of their 3 fixtures were really good, right? I mean, on Wolves, paper.
Yeah. And then NFL game week 3.
Home Wolves, you know, and home NFL game week 3. Yeah.
So with Purvis, you know, it's sort of the same thing where I'm just like, why didn't I use the same application, right? Yeah. I don't necessarily believe, you know, Rashford's playing striker. I don't believe in that pick. Now I'm stuck. But with Purvis, is like, they don't keep cleans. I don't really believe in the pick. And they play Luton, Wolves, and West Ham 1-2-3. So, and he's in 60% of the teams. So just pick him.
Yeah, just pick him and forget about it.
Yeah.
Is really where we should have been.
If I was right and he has 6 points in 3 games, then I transfer him to Colwell or whatever.
Guardiola. He's Guardiola this week.
Yeah, because everyone...
You double move, he's Chilwell. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Everyone else got those 6 points. And if not, then now I'm sitting here and looking at, I'm fucked. You know, I'm just fucking myself in every orifice.
Long-term thing that we both get baited into a lot, because like you mentioned, and I think is very like relevant, is they have no cleans and I don't expect them to start keeping cleans. There's nothing that the way they play that makes me think, well, cleans are coming at all. And to be honest, I think if you went back over the years in FPL, there's no top defender that doesn't get a lot of cleans. There's no defender that just gets 5 goals, 15 assists, and 8 cleans and is like a top pick. Like, that just does not happen in the game. You need cleans. That's that you need them to be a top pick. But like you said, all the other reasons, whatever. They got the points. They got the attacking points. They could have lucked into a clean in either game, and we'd be in an even worse situation here. You know, and then you just transfer him out, whatever.
Yeah. But in terms of buying, you know, no, I don't buying, think he's a buy. Yeah. I think he's a rotational defender that you only start in good fixtures. That's how I view him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even more extreme. I'm like, I think he's a transfer out.
I mean, yeah, I would look transfer at, him out for sure. After West Ham, if after if you, West Ham. Yeah, I mean, depending on what your team looks like.
I never really want to start him in any of the next bunch of games. And he's 5-2 now. You know, like, I want to cash in. I want to go to somewhere where, I can rely on cleans.
Yeah, I want to get. I want a City player. Yeah,
and we don't know what De Zerbi is going to do. I mean, that was also part of Fergening's shout was just like he might see home Bournemouth and be like, "That's an easy game. I'll play my backups and play the first 11 on Thursday. Yeah.
Play Milner at left back,
whatever you know." Yeah. So we don't. We also don't know that, and yeah, that's kind of how I feel with the attackers too, because. Again, the rotation's coming. Even though whenever Pedro starts, I mean, he's an insane pick whenever he plays. So I'd be tempted to keep him for this 1 week, I think, to be honest.
It's very worrying to see him, though, right? I mean, on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, just go for it one more week and pray he starts. And if he starts, he has double digits in him. And, you know, then move off, I think, would be probably my move.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree that, and that's a tough one because that turned very quickly, right?
Yeah, I know. Very it's like after game one, it's like we all need Pedro, and then it's like, actually, Wiss is the best pick in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately what it comes, I mean, March would have been a really difficult one to go in game week one with because he didn't play in preseason. His fitness was very questionable, and I mean, he's sitting here with 24 points, which is insane. Yeah, and
a lot of people thought Pedro was going to fight for that spot, not really this 10 off striker spot.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I think like Matoma and Purvis though were Matoma's obvious. He's 17 points, 2 games, right? But the fixtures, it's just play the fixtures. It's we over, I don't know what we're doing.
It's just, I still go back to this thing where we both just come from such different fantasy sports.
Yeah,
where we try and build the team that's going to win. You know, with minimal changes, this is my draft. This is the team that I'm like relying on to win. And it feels just so fucking different. It just does not work like that, not even a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's a lot in that for us.
Yeah, and then
that is very much how I view it.
Yeah, I mean, we've always,
after all these years,
even the way we talk in preseason, right? Like, we preview the mid price players or whatever. We're not talking like, well, they have Luton and Wolves. We're just saying like, over the course of regression, I don't know if they're going to be as good as last year. It's like, doesn't matter. Just straight up does not matter.
Yeah.
Brentham. I mean, so Varadin said, are we at the point that those without Bumo are just wrong? We need to correct it. Three home games in the next 4 just looks wild based on the current form. Fergening said, what did you two see from Brentford that I obviously didn't see, which made you think they were picks?
Three shots. It's like he's.
But their run, the next run is. Yeah, now so the good. Run,
I know, but I'm still just looking at him like he's fine. You know, but I don't think it's like, oh my God, he's a game breaker, or like, oh my God, you're an idiot if you don't have him. I mean, he has 2 pens in 2 games, and he scored in stoppage time. It's like, and he has 4 shots in 2
against
games.
Against 10 men.
Yeah, against 10. Turn.
Also, his tap in, I mean, we're starting to see, this is like a separate point, but Fulham are just... on another level of bad.
Yeah, they look like they're running away for 18th place this year.
So you know, take that with it. Take all the numbers and Wissa getting like eight shots and 1.4 XG or something with a grain of salt. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's obviously a good pick.
Yeah, he's a good pick for sure.
For the next five, like very good, very safe pick. But yeah, just, the Pens are just complete luck.
That's the thing. It's complete luck. It's so complete fucking luck. Ridiculous because we could be sitting here with Eze. He could have 20 points and two Pens. And everyone's like, well, you're an idiot to not have Eze. Like, why wouldn't you have Eze? He's on Pen. Like, with Bumo, you know, I mean,
it's, I started with Bruno, and Bruno could be sitting here if he got a pen in either game, he would have had max pawns because of everything else he was doing.
So, I mean, you can obviously everyone be say, doing? Everyone,
imagine the questions we got on this pod about Bruno if he got two pens and Bruno got and Bumo got no pens, right? Every Man United question would be rash to Bruno, most obvious move. You have to take hits to get Bruno, and it's just like ridiculous,
In there, you can obviously counter argue by saying, well, yeah, duh, idiot. So get as many pen takers as you can because this is how that works. And that's fair. You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you're reading the tea leaves and, you know, he has two in the bank and he has two more coming in the next 4 weeks, then buy him. There are 20 pen takers in the league. You have 11 spots in your team, you know, eight attackers. So, you know, pens are good. And that's great for him. I think Wissa, though, is more sustainable to me.
Yeah, Wissa looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, he strikes. You know, he knows where to go. His movement's good. Shots, you know, clinical. He's good. He's just good player, good pick. Great job by you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Yeah. Proud of you, dog.
Yeah. So I agree. I mean, I think Wissa, it's interesting, like, where would you rank Wissa compared to like Nico Jackson?
I would still take Nico. Run. Yeah, I would still take Nico. Because you think the ceiling
is so much higher?
Yeah, I still feel like, I mean, you know, I mean, the run is honestly like not that different.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Brentford or home Palace, home Bournemouth, at Newcastle, home Everton, at NFO.
I still don't believe in Brenham.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the individual quality of the players and their team compared to that of Chelsea is not even remotely in the same stratosphere, not on the same planet. And, you know, I would prefer to take the Chelsea players where I have this in my imagination of, you know, they could be incredible versus, you know, Frank getting, you know, better some of their parts from all these like kind of broken mismatched pieces. Yeah. You know, the Fulham game, the Spurs game, you know, I mean, home Palace, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Everton, you know, they're good fixtures, but I would still rather gamble on Nico, I think, rather than Wissa.
Yeah, I think the thing with Brenham is that, and I forget who I was talking to in Discord about this in Fest, but like, I agree, they're not some like, you know, incredible attack overnight. They're not going to score this many goals every game. They're not going to get a pen every game, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, if you look back over, you know, last season for sure, but I would imagine even their first season where they first just promoted is like against in like the good fixtures. I mean, they're consistently scoring 2+ goals.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're a team that has two attackers.
Yeah.
So, you know, over these next five, when I see four-ish good fixtures, you can say 3.5 good fixtures, whatever you want to say, because Palace is kind of tough too. I mean, I still just expect, you know, 2-ish goals in most of those games. And if that's the case, then I think Bumo and Wissa are going to just keep returning for the next five.
That's fair.
The difference is, and I agree with you, is that Chelsea, we don't really know what they're capable of, right? Like, we know that like Wissa's not going to just score a hat trick home Everton. Like, I don't think that's in the cards. But Chelsea, I mean, who knows, right? They could score 5 home Luton and no one would be shocked. Yeah. So I think there's like a little bit, do you prefer like the steady Eddie or do you want to go for the huge upside between the two?
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, you know, you're looking at Brentham, you know, they have 5 goals, 2 pens, stoppage time, the thing was done. I mean,
yeah,
how many goals did, and the, you know, yeah, and the Spurs, I mean, they got fucking ass fucked. So.
Yeah, they're just good at countering. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you, but in terms of, you know, what you're saying, yeah, 2 goals a game makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. You know, all good.
Yeah, so I think they're both still really, really good picks and buys with Son Bumo.
Bumo fucking absolutely kills me, dude.
The pens are my least favorite thing in NFL.
I fucking owned him both of the last 2 years. Remember, we both had him when he was
both had him.
5'5 mid the first year, and he was he just hit the post every game.
Yep.
And then last year I had him. He was fucking terrible. I can't even.
And how many guys over the last few seasons have we had who are the pen takers and just don't get pens?
Don't get pens all the time.
I mean, it's just insane.
Well, I mean, you know, you get. Insane. You're going to get, you know, 34 games basically where there's no pens, and then there's going to be about 4 or 5 where there are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to get lucky.
Yeah. Basically. And then last, I mean, we're already over a fucking hour, but let's just touch on Liverpool a little bit and just push all the other questions, I think, to Thursday, Friday Night Live Pod, because it's just going so long. But yeah. So Ethical and Cincy asking about Mo. You know, Cincy also asking about Diaz. He said another week, another Diaz goal. What would it take to convince you were wrong and he's the best 7'5 Liverpool mid?
It's happening. Sides,
well, yeah, I know. Yeah. And Sides asking, you know, with Mac out for 3 games now and Diaz maybe groin injury, are they just a straight up avoid with the 2 tough fixtures ahead? Interesting combos, I think, with Liverpool. I think that they're like in this weird in between world where, like, and this has happened, I can't remember if this is last season or 2 seasons ago or whatever, but this has happened before where Mo was clearly not value for his price, but there was also like nowhere else I wanted to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, and I had him, and I remember he was just returning like 5, 8, 2, 3, you know, 12, modest returns,
sprinkle in
a 12, modest returns, not captaining him. And every week it was like, yeah, he's not value, but I'm getting points every week. And I don't, there's no one that I don't have. I think it was last season. And I kind of feel a little bit like that. And I kind of feel a little bit like that this year, right now, at least. I mean, I know a lot of people are going to rip him out because they're going to go, you know, Chilwell, Nico, and there's no other way they can get money, et cetera. And I honestly, I might do that too. I haven't really figured out my moves yet. And he's the obvious place to get a lot of money. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, yeah, but I also want to hold him even though he hasn't looked great. He has a goal and assist. He has 2 and 2, right? Like two returns and 2. Liverpool attack looks good, and I'm just like, he's gonna just keep returning. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a bad pick.
Yeah,
he should be off pens, fucking for once and all. Well, for fuck's sake, please take him off pens.
He's on a historic run of being bad on pens right now.
Yeah, forget it. I mean, he used to blam on top pens, and now he just fucking shits himself
every
time.
He used to be not Tony levels ever, but he used to just be like,
on.
This is going in, and I have no doubt in my mind.
He took Vardy pens. You know, he used to just do the wide run-up sprint and fucking hit as hard as he could.
Yeah.
And it was always at height, and it was unsavable.
He was automatic.
He just stopped doing that now, and he does all this. He just tries to, he's just terrible. Anyway, should be off pens. Yeah, I just think he's a bad pick. You know, I mean, yes, I hear what you're saying. You know, so I mean, then get Watkins. He was 4 million last year. You're basically saying the same thing about Watkins, well, where it's like,
yeah.
You know,
no,
he's 12.5, and you do need the money. You know, you do. You know, you would do a lot with that money.
Not sure.
I'm honestly sure.
Not sure.
I'm honestly sure. You know, you would get Chilwell. You'd get a City defender. I mean, there are places in your team that you could, you know, improve with that money.
Yeah, it's just you know, a lot of transfers, right? It's like,
well, yeah, you get them every week.
Yeah, but like, okay, so Chilwell, Foden,
what were we just talking about?
Nico would be the guys I want this week or something. Yeah, yeah, I could get them all. Triple move.
Yeah, I could get all of them. I mean, play the fixtures, right? I mean, City, speaking of the fixtures, are Sheffield, Fulham, Western, NFL, Wolves, the next five. I mean, we're both sitting here with Haaland only. Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
So it's just, yeah, it's just, I'm struggling with like, who do I bench or who do I drop alongside him, right? We just talked about holding Rich. We just talked about holding Bruno. And Jota, if he's starting, he's not going anywhere in my team. And then I have Saka, who's off pens, but he's still fucking good.
No, I think it's Foden, Nico, and Chilwell. And I mean, those are the three guys that you'd want to get there.
Yeah. And so you can just bench Rich.
Play the fixtures. Is he the worst fixture this week? Because it's such a weird week.
No, they all have incredible. I mean, Jota would be the worst in my opinion.
Yeah, I bench Jota.
I don't know if I would ever bench him, but.
Well, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. I could. But yeah, I mean, no one's going to buy him, and I don't think anyone should. But I also think that if you have a team, like LR has him and has Chilwell, and like, I think he's double moving him out. And I think that's fine because, again, all the guys we're talking about are the guys you want to jump on right now. I just, something in the back of my mind is just like, yeah, but he's just going to keep getting points. So I don't know. We'll see. But what about Diaz? Because he's very interesting right now.
He just looks good, you know?
Yeah.
He just looks good. And he sort of gets a huge boost of, you know, the enemy doesn't really consider him as much, right? I mean, they're so focused on all this other shit going on down the right that, you know, he just ghosts in. You know, he's just ghosting in and he's getting good chances. He looks good. He's sharp. I think he's just also improved a lot since he came into the league a couple of years ago. He's moving smarter and just playing better. So, yeah, I mean, he looks really good. Again, he's similar, right? He's not going to be huge hauls, brace hat tricks. Like, no, he's going to be a tick trickle guy. But, he, you know, 7-5, yeah, he's a good pick. Yeah,
there's also a chance he's just taking a giant step forward. It's obviously two games, so it's ridiculous to try and project, but it's all we have. And he's taking way better shots, which was always an issue for him. Yeah. I mean, but his first two seasons with Liverpool, XG per shot was 0.09, which is like below average per shot. And this season so far, he's 0.18. He's taking more shots and better shots. And
it's a good combo. You know,
yeah, great combo. And he's fucking 26. It's not like unrealistic, right? And like you said, I mean, there's just all that build-up stuff on the right. So much passing on the right with Mo, Trent, Sobo all play on that side. And he's just like cutting in. He's just like the slasher from the left. I think.
Yeah.
He's if he's past fit, I think he might be a sneaky buy. I mean, I was even looking at my team. And again, I don't know what moves I'm going to do, but I was almost thinking like, do I do Mo to Diaz? And that's my money guy. And just like,
yeah, I think he's just strictly worse than Foden.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I agree. Yeah. Like, if he keeps doing this, I think he's better than Foden.
If he scores a goal every game and has 38 goals.
No, no. If he's getting shots in the box like this, where Foden's playing midfield. Like, Foden, where he's playing, and he was man of the match, one of the best games I've ever seen him play, probably. But, like, he's playing for assists. And he should have probably had, like, two or three. But, like, he was not close to scoring goals. But if Diaz is, like, cutting in on Liverpool, whose attack was almost as good as City's even last year.
Well, but I was saying more now, not in their lives, because the fixtures need to be considered here. You're not sitting here and buying Diaz today over Foden today. That's literally insane to do
that. I think I might.
So you're not playing... Well, all we're talking about playing fixtures, you're just like, no, forget that. Don't care.
I think with City, it's different because Foden could be rested every game and City could just sit on a lead, right? Like Brentham, Brighton, Chelsea, even Liverpool, like they're not going to go up 1-0 and then kill the game and just be like, we're not going to take another shot or even enter the final third. But City do that all the fucking time.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
I mean, they do that all the time.
No, that's fine. They do that all the time.
But like, Brighton is like, they're going to score five. Brighton are going to score in the 97th minute. They're going to get a tap in.
Yeah. But City also win 5-0 all the time, too. You know what I mean? So it goes both ways. And when they have this fixture
recently,
run,
right?
Yeah, I mean, when they play Burnley. They have Sheffield United back again, on the menu. Sheffield United, Fulham, West Ham, NFL, Wolves. I don't know what more to say to you. You know, I mean, if you're going to pick Luis Diaz in a tough fixture run over that from Foden, then Godspeed. You know, I just think it's really stupid.
Yeah. I mean, Liverpool are at Newcastle, which is tough. And then home Villa, at Wolves, home West Ham.
Yeah. So
it's not as good, but which is the tough one other than Newcastle for goals?
Villa's going to be tough game.
Maybe. I don't know. I see that high line. I'm like, isn't that kind of ideal?
Okay.
I'm just talking.
So yeah, go for it, dude.
I mean, they scored 6 against NFO and they scored 6 against Manchester United last season. But there weren't. It wasn't like the seasons of old where they were just rattling off like bunch of 5-0s, 6-0s, occasional 7s. City are weird, man.
Yeah.
City are weird.
Yeah, City are hard to.
They're always
it's hard,
the toughest
it's just hard
team
to,
in the
It's hard
game.
To get their points.
Yeah, it's hard to get their points. Exactly. You know that the points are there to be got, and it's hard to actually get their points.
Yeah.
Weird situation.
I mean, this is also with them, like Walker and Akanji, just both playing both games, getting boom. Two cleans.
Easy.
They're 5 million. I mean,
Ederson.
No, we didn't really talk cleans. About. Well, yeah, fucking who gives a shit about Ederson? But I mean, we didn't even talk really about that of just looking at that first game. And I mean, we could have fallen into the trap with Ake because he was starting to, even though he wasn't fit and they didn't play in the second game. But, you know, because we could have just said, like, who's starting? They're 5 million. They could start for a few games. Like, just get them.
Dude, I was there on our pre-game week one pod, remember?
Yeah.
My tinker had Akanji and Gvardiol. I was Haaland, Akanji, Gvardiol. And I was like, yeah, Akanji just somehow plays every game. He can play left back, right center back, left center back, fucking do whatever. And then Gvardiol, I think, will eventually nail himself and play most games too.
Yeah.
And like, I'm out. Yeah, I would just be sitting on so many points there.
Yeah, I mean, not really, because Purvis would just have both of them combined. Yeah,
true.
So you'd be just
with no cleans. With no cleans.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I would feel a lot better about my team if I had
that. Yeah, that's for sure.
For sure. All right, dude. Yeah. Let's push the rest of the questions and slap some asses. Right. We got new Patreon signups. Good job by you. We got Sesk Pistols, Liam Baxter, Vassal Ivanov, William Dawes, Don Gates, Ilya Turchkino, Andre Trafton, Axel Ryden, Hugo Underhill, Hepe Brodsgaard, and Jason Chakchuk. I don't know how to say that. Something else maybe get in there. I don't know how to say all those names pretty much. Any last words, dude? You feeling a little better or what?
No, I like the beginning was bad and now it's getting bad again because I'm looking at my team again.
Yeah, just close that.
The middle was better because I wasn't thinking about my team.
Yeah, we're just
I forgot about my team.
Your picks.
Now that I'm looking at
team.
It again and I'm looking at my fucking team, I'm like, holy shit, should I just wild card?
Yeah. Just do it. Honestly, who cares?
Wild card and keep 8 players.
It's fine.
Yeah, maybe I will wild card.
8 out of 15 is not like that many. It's not unreasonable.
I mean, if I wild carded, I would get rid of everyone except for Haaland and Chilwell. Maybe Henry.
Let me look at your team. Well, Johnstone, I think you might keep.
Oh, yeah. Well, right. I mean, goalie, whatever. I don't know.
Keeper.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, Maddo pending fitness. And then, like, yeah, most of the other picks. I mean, you'd have Nico, Gusto, Foden would all come in for sure. Who else would come in? I'm not sure.
City defenders.
Yeah. Gvardiol's in.
Nico.
Yeah. I mean, you would make enough changes that I think it's not crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because we're talking about Spurs, like holding faith with Spurs through these three fixtures, you know, that's maybe dumb. You know, holding Rash, maybe dumb. Eze, maybe just a really fucking stupid ass pick. And I'm an idiot. You know, I mean, sure, that's there.
Yeah, I mean, you might get your, yeah, you could talk me into like your forwards are like Holland, Nico, Wissa. Your mids are, you know, Umo, Foden.
I don't
maybe
know.
Saka,
I
mean,
but then
Bumo.
I'm just chasing points and I just feel disgusted.
It's not chasing points, though. They're good picks. That's the difference of like not getting a Brighton guy, but getting a Brentford guy, yeah. I think is the difference of like chasing points and like, well, this guy still, I project to have a good run. So I'm still going to get them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, bro. Any last words?
See you tomorrow, dog.
Fucking see you tomorrow. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmlfield. sportspeechgeneral.com/fmlfield. Subscribe. Cheers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.